This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn, what they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them's a thick-ass kid.
This is Primetime.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What up?
We may have to leave this building at any moment. Just telling the people out there, be prepared.
What up?
We got some
serious sitch.
We may have to evacuate.
Serious sitch going down.
I don't even know why we're here right now.
Yeah, I feel unsafe.
Look, I'm not going to call us heroes.
I'm going to HR, but wait, we don't have an HR.
Because what's a hero? But I feel like right now we're being very brave. Bringing you this fine program.
First of all, I would like to state that Ryan Buckley sounds 15% better than yesterday.
Well, that's good. Your cat AIDS is clearing up. Is he even in there?
Well, he's dealing with something else.
Yeah, he's got something going on.
He may be the guy, the perp. He may be the perp.
It's possible.
We don't know who the perp is.
No.
So we came in today. If you didn't hear Danny and Dusty, of course, as you noted, newsman, I worked overtime today to go on their show and break the news that we had. We have a SWAT, and I don't even know what all's out there, but we've got like about a three to five block radius blocked off with Portland cops and SWAT and machine guns and cool stuff.
Yeah, the robots coming out.
And credit to you, news contributor, Suk knew exactly what was going on.
I'm right in the middle of
it. In a stunning turn of events, Suk is gossiping again.
I got to get in the middle of it.
And it's a homeless guy with a gun?
Yeah, homeless guy with a gun. Apparently he robbed and or shot at, it was a domestic violence situation at another homeless person, then someone tried to intervene and that didn't go well, and now he may or may not be barricaded in a tent.
This raises a question.
Hence the robot coming out.
Can you have a domestic violence situation when you are homeless?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't need a home to have domestic violence.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. It's not home violence. It's like
it's domestic.
Yeah, but if you hit
They're not necessarily domesticated.
If you hit your wife while you were out on a golf course, that's domestic violence. You don't live on the golf course.
Is it?
Yeah. Now, I don't know.
Or did I just
I don't know if the
I don't know that it is. I think that's just abuse.
No, that's domestic abuse. There's a relationship.
That's DV.
And what we've heard here is this homeless gentleman was in a relationship with another homeless gal and stuff went sideways. And now I can confirm he may or may not be in a tent, but they can't get him out of the tent because if he does have the gun, you can't just go sticking your head in the tent. And so the lowdown that I got was they believe there's they feel there's movement in the tent, but if so, he's stonewalling them, hence the robot's coming out.
Yeah.
And then if the robot this finds out.
Sorry.
Misfire. What's happening? Yeah, we're recruiting now?
Yeah, it was a misfire.
What on earth?
I've got two misfires in the last 3 minutes. I'm frazzled.
It's all right. Things are going haywire on the YouTube as well. Your camera was frozen. My camera was frozen. So
God.
Things are all cattywampus around here today.
What is happening?
Well, what's happening is chaos out on the streets.
It is chaos. Now, listen, I pulled up the back way, like coming off of the freeway there,
yeah.
You know, Highway 30. And so I had to, you know, this is the plight. It's just tough out there. I had to redirect all the way around to the front of the building.
Like 8 blocks.
Yeah, it took me 10 minutes.
It was no good.
It was rough, guys. Yeah.
Look, we are one street away.
I know.
And quite frankly, I'm a little unhappy that they decided to cut it off. If it was one street more, the barricade,
yeah,
we would not be here.
Yeah, and they wouldn't let us in.
Now, I may have tried talking to one of the officers and be like, hey, can you just move that police line? I just need to move.
What,
like,
you don't
want
to talk to the people today?
I just need to move like 8 feet. But they said, no, we can't do it.
Yeah, you're right. If they had, if it was literally one block over.
Yeah, we're not here.
To the east.
Yeah.
We can't get in here.
No, because they did say no one in, no one out.
Yeah. It's all taped off.
It's all taped off.
And there's a bunch of machine guns and dudes out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was when I pulled up and I saw the I saw the guys in the tactical gear, like with the rifles drawn. I was like, ooh, that's not.
Yeah.
So then I called my buddy.
It's not your normal Tuesday.
And he dropped it. Well, I'm not at work today.
What
and,
is today?
And I was like, it's Thursday.
Yeah, not your normal Thursday.
No. And he wasn't at work. And I was, that was an unsatisfactory answer. Good thing I'm wearing my Portland police officer hat today, which I am. So I rolled up to a cop, dropped my buddy's name, and was like, hey, how about we get some 401 here? What's going on?
Did he toss you a machine gun? Say, get in there, champ. We need you. Good thing you showed up.
I got the load. I said, excuse me. I'm wearing a hat today. I'm important. Give me the scoop.
They're like, wait, is that a Portland police hat? Here, throw on this vest.
Yeah.
Go get him, Tiger.
Nah, I'm all right.
We need you.
You know what? I'm going to sit these few plays out.
Are down.
You know what? I'm going to supervise. But well, yeah, they got the dogs, they got the robot, they got the drones. Yeah,
there's cool stuff going on. But I got to tell you, I'm a little disappointed with what is actually happening.
Yeah.
Because when you see that, it looks very big and scary.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's one guy.
Yeah, one guy, one homeless guy with
And it was a domestic violence. Because when I pulled up and I came down the road, it looked like globe lighting. Shout out globe lighting. It looked like that was the epicenter. And when I saw as much the amount of force that was, I was like, oh my God, someone shot up, you know, the office.
Well,
and that was my first fear. Cause I was like, dude, that is not a normal police response. Hence me calling my buddy, but he goes, nah, I would have heard that. And he called it. He goes, they're probably just looking for someone. And sure enough, they're looking for someone. But when
they're armed,
but when someone has a gun and they're, you know, you got to,
they're taking
all
the
cavalry.
They're doing the right things out there, at least I think.
Yeah.
But so your mind starts to wonder, right?
Because
you don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just racing in to do your radio show.
Yeah.
Like that's, my, you know, first and foremost, I got to get here to talk sports.
Oh, I was ready to disseminate big Thursday night football news, and then I was delayed.
We got to talk sports.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I got to get in there. But then your mind wonders, and you're like, I wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
So in my head, I thought maybe we had like some sort of cartel action.
Cartel action?
Well, you know how down here, so we're in Northwest Portland, okay, guys? We're in like Slab Town area.
Yes.
And there is, you know, 2 blocks over west of us under the freeway is what is normally a very big homeless encampment. Now there's only a couple of tents there.
Yeah, they've done a pretty good job
of cleaning it up. Yeah. But also around here are you know how those, they just have nondescript, like, docks?
Yeah.
And you don't really know what is in these buildings. They just, people are loading things, and they're, it's
just
all
generic.
Yeah, very generic.
Industrial buildings.
Yeah. All painted white. You don't really know what it is. Well, that's where they were surrounding.
Yeah.
They were surrounding one of those. And I thought, I bet they're running some really cool stuff through there.
And see, I didn't see all that. I was coming up, I guess I was coming up 16th, and I just saw them taped off in all the cars, and I just thought, oh, man, that's a lot of tape for a pretty wide area.
Yeah.
I bet a homeless killed a homeless. That was my first thought.
Mm. Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Now,
almost calling it.
See, we all had our things. When I saw the dudes in gear searching, because they were on it wasn't like a casual, we're walking around. I was like, no, they're looking for.
No, it was more uptight.
Yeah, I was like, they're looking for someone. And that was my thought, is like, you know, when someone goes in and shoots up a place and then you got to go look for them, which I guess, kind of happened. I still don't know if anyone actually got
but
shot.
But are you
or
disappointed?
Was...
I mean, it's just homeless activity. It's like, the homeless people, I'm sorry if this is offensive.
It's probably offensive.
It's just, I'm over their shenanigans.
Yeah.
Like, that's boring.
This is a lot for... It's a huge response.
The response looks like something super cool is going on. Like right under our nose was like the biggest cocaine trafficking on the West Coast.
Yeah, it turns out.
But it's not.
No, it's
not. It's just a homeless guy with a gun.
Yeah.
And that disappoints me.
Mm. Understand. Well, I just like that he may, when I talked to the guy, he goes, I don't know. He may be in a tent. He may not be. We're getting the robot. And I was like, what if he's not in the tent? It's like, then we got the dogs and the drones and we got to go find him. So
yeah, they may have to clear our building.
Yeah.
Looking for the guy.
So yeah, if he's, unless he's, you know, if he's already in the tent, I'm assuming the robot's got him by now.
Or maybe he's one of us. Maybe he's among us.
It's possible. Oh, wait, do we have a homeless person here? I mean, I look a little disheveled, but you know, I showered today.
But we have a... We have a fortress here. You can't get in without being buzzed in.
Yeah, there's no way you could get in with a gun. I enjoy the...
But we haven't had any gunshots or anything.
No, but I'm just saying, everyone's like, well, we're secure. You realize that all of our doors are made of glass, so just...
Yeah, but they're all intact. We're fine. He's not in here, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Or she.
Yeah.
But
no, the guy they're looking for is a fella, so...
Yeah.
We can confirm that. I don't have a description or anything. The guy wasn't willing to give me that many details.
Whatever. So. And there's not that many tents out there. There's only like two or three.
Well,
I mean, if they would have come here with this in, you know, August, they would have had to check 500 tents.
That is true.
Out there. I mean, it was a mess out there.
Now we're narrowed down to one tent. I do like that if you are going to barricade yourself as a perp, the tent maybe not the best place to do it.
Well, what would you do?
I don't know, but I just
climb a tree.
I just the of all the places, like they'll never find me in this tent.
There's nowhere you can go where they're not going to find you.
Well, but I don't know. Like
maybe the tent buys you some time.
Basement? How about a behind a dumpster? Is there a nook somewhere?
You can pound a white claw in the tent.
I guess maybe you go there and you get your meth. I don't know. Maybe you want to have one last day with your tent before you go to prison for a while.
Do you think it'd be cool if they had snakes? Yeah, because I know they got the robot things.
Yeah. Ooh,
but what if they just...
Flea snakes?
Yeah. What if they just unleashed a boa?
Boy, that'd be terrifying.
Right? That guy comes running out of there, doesn't he?
Dude, I like the way we're thinking
here. Or is he to just shoot the boa?
Officer Slithers on the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, Officer Slithers.
Are you kidding me? Because look, we all know that the Maligators, the Belgian Shepherds they use, that's some scary stuff. You know what's scarier? Police snakes. And I'm not talking boas, dude. No, we're going cobras.
You want to get me to run into the arms of the police?
Police cobras? Yeah. I like that.
Police cobras.
Police snake. Any snake.
Any snake.
Police rattlesnakes, maybe for the Southwest?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you could drone, because they got the drones out. What if we, you know, like they're doing the Amazon drone drops now. What if we just hovered above the tent and then we dropped, like, some cobras?
Just like a pile of snakes.
I promise you, he's coming out of that tent.
I'd imagine so.
Yeah, you're not messing around with that.
Hey,
I like where you're going. Sergeant Slither, let's do this.
We have a shelter in place. Here's the update. This is from Coin.
Yeah.
Authorities are searching for an armed suspect in Northwest Portland after he broke into an apartment Thursday morning. Those in the Northwest District neighborhood have been asked to shelter in place. I have not been asked anything.
No.
So,
well, we're one street away from sheltering.
Why have we not heard from our new fearless leader, Cooley?
It's a rudderless ship around here.
I love how I'm the one having to disseminate the information. Why isn't Cooley out there?
Well, you're a noted newsman.
I mean,
you're a news contributor.
It's the hat.
Let's not go too far.
Well, I mean, let's not forget, I am wearing a police hat, so I'm essentially a deputy at this point.
And look,
I mean,
if there's anybody cut out to be a news contributor, it's you, because you'll stick your nose in anybody's business.
Oh, 100%.
So that's, I saw you out there, and I was like, that is so on brand. Yeah. Suk is already getting the lowdown. This is perfect.
Yeah. I'm not just going to sit and let that go down without having the information. Hello. It's the first thing I did was roll up to the cop, roll down my window and be like, hey, what's happening, officers? I'm gonna need the scoop on what's happening here.
So at 11:15, he broke into an apartment of someone known to him. When officers arrived, the suspect fled. Police have set up a search perimeter in the area of Northwest 19th and Upshur. That's what we are talking about.
Yeah.
They have called in the Special Emergency Reaction Team, CERT.
Yes.
That's who it is. It's not SWAT.
Yeah, that's
it's CERT.
Those are the dudes that are all out in the full-on...
Yeah, because they're not dressed like SWAT.
No, they're dressed like... And I do find it interesting. They're all dressed in camo.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
they look like they're going to fight in Afghanistan.
It does seem a little weird, but, you know, Maybe you blend into the homeless camps. Couldn't tell you. But those guys did not appear to be messing around. Yeah, they were.
They have big guns.
Yeah, they have big guns. So. Yeah. Action News 1080 Lives. You're damn right.
There you go, guys.
Yeah.
We're on it for you. News you didn't know you needed.
Yeah. You tune in for sports, but you get this instead.
We're right in the middle of it.
Yeah. So if we have to evacuate at a moment's notice.
We'll do the show by phone.
They'll just have to hear ESPN the rest of the day. Sorry.
I did really have that thought because I kept going down because I asked the cop. I said, the first one, I said, can I get to my building? And he goes, maybe. But he goes, if you're in the zone, you're not getting in. So I kept driving down parallel to where they had it shut off. And I just kept seeing the barricade. And I was like, oh, my God, we are not doing the show today. And sure enough, one street too soon, they shut it down.
Yeah, here we are.
And yet here we are. Yeah. So close.
We should have an underground portal to the studio.
Oh, there you go.
Transfer portal?
The show's important.
Like a Shanghai tunnel sort of situation?
Yeah.
Yeah, get under there?
I mean, they're under there. I would imagine there probably is one under this building. This is an old building, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
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 Do you think one of the Shanghai tunnels is under there?
Or probably.
Something leading to the...
Although I'd be terrified. Like, I feel like Swag would have something going on down there. I'm not certain I'd want to know. Crazy as McGinley, I don't know. If there's a tunnel underneath this building, I'm not certain that I want to go poking around down there. It could be weird things.
Yeah. Your curiosity. Again, you stick your nose anywhere.
Yeah.
You're going down there.
Yeah, probably.
You want to know.
Probably.
And then you'd tell the whole world on the radio. Swigard's illegal dealings.
Can you guys please stay on the air if the guy breaks into the studio and maybe interview him? Sure. Bring him in. Maybe a list of demands. Mm. Try to talk him off the ledge.
Boring. I wanted something way cooler.
Mm.
What would have qualified as way cooler
in
your mind?
Well, I already said. My mind was...
The cartel thing?
Yeah, like there's something serious going on in that little nondescript industrial building over there.
I don't know what building.
Like they're running, like maybe sex trafficking through there or
that would have
drugs.
Been, and then the whole thing blew up.
All right under our nose.
21 Jump Street style.
I wondered why I saw you coming in out of there.
That U.S. chef store has always seemed kind of suspicious to me.
That's where it was.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Some could be. Yeah.
There's a bunch of chef coats
right
in
on the back side of that. Yeah, you don't know what's happening there.
Yeah, that's a front.
Underground illegal panda fighting. You know.
Exactly.
Weird things.
Gay beat up clubs.
Exactly. That's probably what this whole thing started.
That's a reference to last night's program.
Which, if you missed the Jay Leno story around 6:30, do yourself a favor, listen to the podcast.
Yeah, Suk dropped a gay beat-up club on us.
Well, I didn't. That was a Jay Leno thing.
You did it.
I just was reporting the news.
Apparently it's a Hampton Inn thing.
Apparently it is a thing that you know about us.
That's what happens at the Hampton Inn.
All right, let's get our poll question in. Coming up next on The Fan. Hey, I just realized some of you may be tuning in a little early to hear Dan Lanning brush off each one of our questions systematically one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And dance around the answers to them.
Yeah.
Well, not each one, like 80%.
Most of them, yeah. He does that every Thursday at 4. Now, we will not have him today because...
What? No, we have him.
What?
Are you not...
Are you sure?
Yeah. Buck is not aware of this. I received a message today saying that they emailed Buck that Dan Lanning is on today.
Oh. That's correct. He is on the show today. We just found out today.
Well, that would have been nice to know.
I assumed that had been communicated.
As the host of the program, that would have been nice to know. But it was not communicated. Okay, well, Dan Lanning is coming on to dance around our questions at 4 p.m.
Is it? Now, this goes to a chain of command thing. I got an email from the SID saying, and I quote, "Hey, I emailed Buck, but I just wanted to let you know personally, Lanning can't come on next week because of the holiday, but he's good today." And I said, "Oh, that's great. Sure, Buck knows about it, and... look forward to it."
Sorry, guys. I did not tell you.
I assumed that Buckley had informed the host of the program.
No.
So what you're saying is that had the SID not texted me directly, we would have no idea that Dan Lanning was coming on the program.
Well, Buck would.
Buck would.
Yeah, no, I would have. I mean, it would have come up, but I should have told you much earlier.
The real question is if you had not gotten a text,
how long?
Would at 4 o'clock... Buckley would be doing his sports snort.
Yeah.
We would be sitting here not expecting Dan Lanning. And Dan Lanning would call. How long before we were informed that he was on the line? I mean, would he have sat there and Buck's like, oh, I forgot to tell you, he's there.
The attention to detail from our producer is dynamite. You know what? And maybe that's on me that I shouldn't have made the assumption that Buckley would have told the host of the program. Although he didn't tell me.
No, I know.
I probably should have assumed that maybe he had not told.
I saw it earlier in the day. I meant to forward it to the two of you. I got sidetracked and I never did it. So here we are.
All right. Well,
I'm breaking the... Look, this is two news stories I've broken to you
today.
You're
on a roll. You should go home.
Man, I'm exhausted. I can't break any more news.
Dan Lanning, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Apparently.
But not next week. Until further...
Well, next week we're not even here.
Next week is Thanksgiving on Thursday, so that was definitely not going to happen.
He can call all he wants next week. No one's going to answer that little phone.
I'm guessing that he's probably not going to be doing that on Thanksgiving.
All right, here's our poll question today. Now that we've got that all out of the way. Well, actually, it's yesterday. At 1080 The Fan on X, what we asked you was, assuming you could keep them for as long as you wanted, which of these coaches would you most want to run your program? Lane Kiffin, Deion Sanders, Steve Sarkisian, or Kenny Dilly Dilly Dillingham?
Dilly Dilly.
Wow.
The answer... overwhelmingly, Kenny Dillingham.
People love the Dilly Dilly, huh?
He's got a dog mentality.
That's risky.
You go 8-2 one year and you're like, do it.
Well, they love him. Well, they love his passion, his energy.
People love the new shiny thing. Yeah, you know, it's what we do.
So he got 54%, Lane Kiffin 28%, Steve Sarkisian 12%, and poor little Deion 6%.
Well, I mean, it is fascinating that we do this. Look, Deion Sanders looks like he's got it kind of going there at Colorado, but like people they're having debates about Deion Sanders basically getting whatever job he wants. You realize that the best win he has in 2 years at Colorado is Texas Tech. Maybe we just put some brakes on that and see if he can actually win a game against someone that's halfway decent. I mean, he's done a nice job turning the program around. Don't get me wrong, but seriously, look through his wins. There isn't a real quality win anywhere in that run.
Does beating my Jayhawks count?
Probably not, but it's something.
Well, we're 4-6.
So. Well, and it also helps too that and this is again credit to him that he brought him, but he brought the number one pick in the NFL draft last year and maybe the number three pick. And he's not beating anyone that's any good. So can we just? It's the same thing with like Dillingham. Can we just let some guys actually coach for more than 10 games before we're like, oh my God, they're the greatest thing in the world? But we love the shiny new object.
Today's poll question on X at 1080 The Fan is as follows. Who is the best team in the SEC?
Nope.
Is it Georgia, Ole Miss, Alabama, or Texas?
God, I can't even answer that question.
You have to. You're a sports guy.
I am.
Vote and vote hard. When you better do it.
I don't even. Honestly.
Who is it? Go.
If you had gun to my head right now, I think I'm going to say Alabama.
The sports gun.
Yeah, the sports gun.
Alabama is number one in these Sagarin ratings.
I think I'm going to say Alabama.
If that matters to you.
But, you know, it's tough because, like, I mean, I watch Texas. Just, you know, you watch Texas and then you watch Texas dominate or get dominated by Georgia. And I saw Alabama just shillelagh Georgia for three quarters. I guess I'll just go with what ultimately at their best, if everything is cooking, who do I think is the best team? And yet we haven't seen a team play any sort of consistent four quarter ball in the SEC. I'm leaning towards Alabama. How about this? If I'm Oregon and there's a team I don't want to play, I think the answer is Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah, it might be Ole Miss.
Might be Georgia.
Could be any of them.
Georgia's played the toughest schedule.
Yeah. There's something about Carson Beck and there's something about Quinn Ewers that I just, gives me pause.
Milroe doesn't?
I love the way that he can beat you with his legs. And I think towards the end of the year here, they've stopped trying to just be like, okay, you're a pocket quarterback. I get that you always want to develop your game and you're Kalen DeBoer and like, yeah, we have this passing offense, but dude, at some point, just let the kid run. I mean, your job isn't necessarily to get him ready for the NFL. It's to win a national title, and your best bet is having him run the ball 15 times to win a national title. And the passing game can kind of grow and develop from that. And I think that they've broken out of that mold a little bit. And when they do, he scares the dickens out of me. He provides something that Carson Beck and Quinn Ewers don't, and that's the ability to scramble for 50 yards on any given play. And it's such a dangerous weapon in the NFL. It's even more in college football just because defenses aren't that good.
All right, when you vote, please vote hard on X at 1080 The Fan. Who is the best team in the SEC? Up next, is the big split coming? Here's Buck.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now,
Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dan Lanning is coming up at 4 o'clock. That's an exciting surprise today that he'll be on. We didn't think he would be because of the bye week. But he's here.
Yeah. Well, he's not here, but...
No, he's going to be in here.
He'll be a
if he can get through the SWAT.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, you'll be meeting him in person for the first time today.
I've never actually met the guy.
No. Buck sounds like him, don't you think, with his little raspy...
It's not great.
You have coach voice. Yeah. I was thinking that you sounded a little better today, but you really don't.
No.
I think it gets worse when I talk, so I should probably just shut up for a while.
Yeah.
The cat AIDS is still going strong with him. Twice I've been down to Oregon games, and I've been down on the field pregame, and I've want to go over and introduce myself and be like, hey, you know, it's been a couple years. Nice to meet you in person. But he always looks very...
thinking that might not be the right time for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and then after the game, I'm way too lazy to hang around, and so then I just leave.
I met him 2 years ago, Media Day. Me and Dirt were down at Ducks Media Day.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Is he?
Well, you would know.
Yeah, we would.
One of these days, I would like to...
Seems like a nice guy.
One of these days, like during the off season, I just ask him, like, if I can come down and, like I'll buy you a beer. Like, what... We'll head over to the Moose or whatever, and like let's
show him Jerry's.
There you go. Come on up, belly up with me at night. Well, nice Midwestern.
Have him do
bar.
A club hour and then Jerry's with you on a Friday.
There you go. Let's do this. Maybe I'll get him some cheese curds and a gimlet.
What? Okay, so we were talking about the SEC.
Yeah.
You know how that league is all.
Yeah, it's the SEC.
They're all. Hey, feeling, you sound like football.
I'm feeling better today, guys. Don't worry about me.
Hey, guys, run through a brick wall, guys.
I'm fine.
Guys, I need you to run through this brick wall for me. This is my last week on this earth. There's nothing I want more than you run through that brick wall.
Let's go. You're talking with your helmet. I'm not talking.
Light him up, guys.
I'm not going to talk with my helmet. I'm not. I don't have my helmet anymore.
So the SEC is interesting because they are now bitching about... not getting all their teams into the
everything?
Tournament. Yeah.
They want nine teams in. Yeah. Well, they want six, and they're not getting six.
Well, this is exactly why they, and, you know, the Big Ten, too.
Yeah.
But it's exactly why they were meeting at the start of the season to say, hey, maybe we can get more automatic bids for our leagues.
About this secret conclave that we're going to have.
Into this tournament. Well, Urban Meyer, who used to coach at Ohio State and Florida.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
Utah, too, and Bowling Green. I just see he didn't throw that out.
But he's been in the SEC. He's been in the Big Ten. He's been on the other side, like Utah, where he's just looking in. Group of five at that time.
Yeah.
And here's what he said. This was on some sort of podcast. He said, I'm going to throw something out at you. This might stir a little internet conversation.
No, boy.
Does Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti from the Big Ten get together and say, this ain't right? I'm asking, okay, we're playing in a conference. There's teams on this. His grammar. There's teams on this that have not played a ranked team. Every SEC team I've imagined has played at least three. I'm looking at South Carolina, some of their wins, and then I'm seeing some teams in front of them. I get it, and I was at Utah, and, well, they don't play the same schedule. So don't give me these what-ifs, but they don't. But I can tell you about the SEC after living there for 6 years. The SEC cares about the SEC, and the Big Ten has grown that as well. They care about the Big Ten. Do they get together and say, wait a minute, do we go do our own thing?
Well, and this was what, I forget who it was, but someone mentioned, was it last week, that there was meetings about basically doing an AFC-NFC sort of thing, where you have the two divisions, and then you throw some scraps at some of the others. I don't know. Here's my thing. If the SEC and the Big Ten are willing to blow up this over South Carolina, you're willing to go to war and risk everything based on the seventh and eighth best team? You're really going to go to war over South Carolina and Missouri? That's what you're going to do?
Well, I don't think it would be that. This year, it would be whoever doesn't make the playoff, which could be a very good team.
Yeah, there'd be Tennessee. Tennessee, Bama, or yeah. Ole Miss, or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, but every year's different.
Every year's different. I don't know. I don't
Can
know.
Can they do that?
You could, yeah.
So they're not like So there's no contracts or anything? Like, they just have to, they can just walk away
I mean, there's bowl contracts and all that. Everything has to get litigated. But it, as far as my understanding, remember, the NCAA does not run the college football playoff. That's, they do run the other, they do run the other tournaments, basketball, baseball, all of that stuff. But as far as my understanding, there would be nothing legally binding to keep the Big Ten and the SEC, especially now in light of all the rule changes. Did you see, I think it was Ohio, it was someone in the Big Ten, one of the states in the Big Ten just passed state legislators saying that the school can directly pay NIL. That just happened. They're not even waiting for the House settlement. I think it was Ohio, but
that sounds right. And I think other states are trying to follow it immediately. Yes.
Other states are trying to follow it. Thank you.
Sorry, trying to confirm for you.
Don't do that wall.
RFK over there right now. Just I appreciate all the work you're doing on the vaccine fronts. You're great. I love it. Keep
and
it
Buckley,
up.
And Buckley, I need one more show out of you. One more show, and then we're going to do the weekend.
So, yeah, I mean, the only risk would be, or do you alienate a lot of the country? Or, you know, does this become something that the rest of us get pissy at, but we still watch because it is the vast majority of the best teams? Now, the problem would become that if you're trying to poach ACC or Big 12 teams, those are the contracts you have to deal with, right? Because then you'd have exit fees and all that. You'd have to buy those people out. But if you wanted to take the Big Ten as it existed and the SEC as it existed and go do your own thing and then try to force the others to capitulate and kind of take your scraps or be left out in the cold, you could do that. Absolutely.
I think it's an interesting question. Like, what would people do? What would fans do? You know?
Well, so far, everyone has said, like, I hear, like, Dirt and Sprague talk about this, that, like, especially Sprague, because he's a Beaver guy, and I've heard other people be like, I'm so uninterested. Screw this. This is so dumb. But 12 million people are watching. What was the SEC game that we just had last week that was the big one?
Last week.
What was the big SEC tilt?
Ole Miss?
It was
That was 2 weeks.
It was 2 weeks ago.
LSU.
Oh, it was Tennessee and Georgia.
Tennessee, Georgia.
12 million people tuned into it. So,
look, yeah, but I think the question is when they split off or if they split up.
12 million people still tune into it because if you're pissy, like Georgia and Tennessee was a big game, but it wasn't like, you know, game of the century type stuff, and yet 12 million people tuned into it.
So then, is their schedule only just SEC and Big Ten games?
Yes. The talk is basically doing NFC, AFC, the NFL, but with the Big Ten and the SEC. And then
Wait. So you'd split into different divisions?
Yes.
Yes. Just those two conferences? So they really wouldn't have an SEC and a Big Ten? Or one side would be the SEC and one side would be the Big Ten?
That would
be. Do they have the same number of teams? They don't, do they? They're pretty close. I can never remember how many
pretty
teams.
Pretty close. And then obviously you'd have to hammer out details. And my guess is that you would get Notre Dame to come join. Notre Dame would come in. You'd probably try to buy out one or two other teams from the ACC. You'd probably want to try to grab a Miami, or you'd want to try to grab a Clemson or a Carolina. Maybe someone from the Big 12 gets an invite. But I don't think someone from the Big 12 get an invite. I don't think there's enough cachet in that. And you get whatever you got, you know, 18, 20 teams. And then, yes, there would be interconference just like there is in the NFL, but that is their model. And then you would have a true playoff where 8 would go from one, 8 would go from the other. And there is some talk that they would allow for one or two spots to be given outside of it for the group of everyone else, or just basically telling them, hey, man, you go do your own thing and you have your own championship and you basically become the FBS and FCS or Division I, Division II, and they would all have to go play in their own title game and we'll have our own and we'll do our own TV contract.
So you think they'll fight that? They'll take it this far and pay for all the attorneys to make that happen?
That I don't know. I don't know
if they have the stomach for that.
And that's and I don't either, because this is what I've said all along. Everyone always talks about these doomsday situations, but the only way this happens is if something is so lucrative on the back end, or it's so untenable the way it is. But if you get 5 SEC teams in, and you're probably getting 5, that's what I'm saying. Are you willing to go to war and blow the whole thing up over the 6th team, which would be, let's say it's Ole Miss, or let's say it's Tennessee. Are you willing to nuke all of this over that team? Just like if you're the Big Ten, are you willing to nuke it over... Because they'll get, 3 or 4. So are you willing to blow it up for Indiana? If Indiana somehow loses to Ohio State and then gets left out for a two-loss Ole Miss and a two-loss Tennessee. Is the Big Ten really willing to go to war over that? I don't think so, but as the landscape changes, and we do know within the next year, NIL will be a thing of the past because you can pay directly from schools. It already is. Revenue sharing is going to happen next year to the tune of 20 to 25 million, right? All of those things. The playoff is already at 12. Chances are it's going to go to 16 within the next 3 or 4 years. And you're going to have to form some new form of governing body as it is, probably not the NCAA or some version of it to kind of oversee everything. So if you were going to do it, now is a time where I could see it because everything is so fluid. But it's almost impossible to know what that looks like. And then the big question is, if you did that, what would the TV networks pay for? Because that's ultimately the bottom line. The TV networks have a lot of deals with other conferences and other teams. Would they be willing to try to break all that and then throw just an ungodly amount of money at these two leagues in order to make this worth their while? Because they're not going to upset the cart for a few million bucks. They're for a couple extra million dollars, they are not going to turn this thing on its ear. Now, if you tell me that these teams getting an extra 20 million, yeah, people will upend that.
Hate to say this. I really do. I hate to say this.
You want to see it, don't you?
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Because as you're talking through that, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, well, that solves a lot of the problems that we have with college football. Like all the lopsided, stupid non-conference. Georgia's playing UMass this week, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets rid of all that.
I mean, just stupid.
They play more balanced schedules. Look, if I never watch another ACC game again,
yeah,
I'm okay with that.
We just rolled, brother.
The Big 12 would make me sad because my team is in the Big 12, and I think the Big 12 is a fun product. Yeah. But I think overall, the split-off model is probably a better product. It is a better product,
and I think
probably crowns a truer champion.
And I think a lot of people view that is true.
Do you?
I just think it's scary for a lot of people.
Well, yeah, but everything's scary. It's change.
So those are two different questions. Do I like it, and do I think it's a truer champion? Those are two different things.
I was just asking if you liked it.
No, I don't.
You'd rather see it stay this way?
Yes.
Maybe go 16-team playoff?
Do I think it's a truer champion? Yes, absolutely. And would I be upset if it happened? No. And I'd settle into it. I'm just not the one thing that I would like if it went to that, and it sucks because my team would be left out. Your team would be left out. RFK over there, his team would be fine.
How you doing?
The Ducks. He's got confirmed information that the Ducks have a spot in the new conference
title. Text line did make a good point. I'm just warming up to be the next John Anthony. That's right.
So, if you told me, and I would need some assurances, if you told me that that was the schedule, as the SEC teams and the Big Ten teams only could play each other and they couldn't play anyone else.
Just like the NFL.
And it really was the NFL, then yes, I would be on board.
I don't mind it.
But I'd still be terrified that we'd still get 4 games a year against Sister Mary of the Poor and Marist and all these other dumb...
Oh, you think they would still do that?
It's my fear, is that we'd still get that. But if you gave me a true NFL model and playoffs, you had to play literally 11 conference games, and then maybe I give you one where you get to go play a Boise State or whatever. You gave me 11 conference games. Yeah. Yeah, I would take it.
And I guess the other question is, what do the other teams do? Keep doing their own thing?
They would just do their own thing.
Similar to that, only in another league?
Yeah.
And then maybe you have a couple spots in tournament for them?
Yeah, possible. Or they just have their own championship. Maybe there's a Super Bowl, you know? Maybe there's one of those things where at the end of the year, the champion from that plays the champion from the other and one sort of big super, you know, I mean, that was the old, you know, before the NFL, AFL merger, but you know, God, we're so far away from any of that, but yeah, I mean, stuff changes.
You know what I'm rooting for? I only thought of this today.
Matt.
I'm rooting for Texas to lose to Texas A&M and be a two-loss team and miss the playoff, specifically them. Because they're the ones that just joined the SEC.
Yeah.
I think that would be funny.
It would be funny.
Is there any way they do it to them?
No. But.
Yeah, I doubt it. They could. They lose to A&M. They don't play in the SEC title game.
That'd be massive. It would also send a message. Doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah. And I have nothing against Texas. It's just funny that the first year they would join, they get left out. You wanted that. You wanted to join that league. I hope the money's worth it because you ain't going to the playoff.
That's like Oklahoma right now sitting there like, yeah, hell, we ain't
and then that. Oregon, the first year they go to the Big Ten, they just cruise right through it. They beat everybody.
Yeah, it's a piece of cake.
What is this? I
heard this Big Ten football was supposed to be tough.
All right, let's prepare the Dan Lanning pregame show next on The Fan. All right, Dan Lanning is coming up in 10 minutes. I went and got some water at the...
Is it big water?
Big water.
You've never seen water like this.
It's, I went and got that because I'm hydrated, Jace. Yeah.
That's why you pee every nine seconds.
It is. Part of the reason.
Yeah.
But I was looking, we have big windows here, and of course, we opened the show talking about the giant police presence that's right outside our building right now.
Yeah.
Machine guns and the whole thing. It is now a who's who of noted local news reporters out there.
Yeah.
So I thought...
KGW's on the scene.
They're all out there. And they got their cameras set up, and all the reporters are doing their thing. I thought about going out there and holding a press conference. What do you think they would do?
I like it. Just go out and be like, hey, just so you know, we got the info. Let's... You want to borrow my hat?
What if I just... Because they're all kind of gathered in the same place. Yeah. Outside of the police tape, shooting down the street.
Sure.
What if I just go right in front of them and say, guys, let's... Here, everybody in... is everybody rolling?
Yeah. We got this.
Do you think they would do it?
You could bring a microphone out, yeah. Well, and to be fair, we had this story before anyone else did.
But do you think they would start filming me? Like, who's this guy? Well, I guess we better roll on it. And then all of a sudden I announce my new Isachi line and...
It's like in front of a landscaping place.
Isachi.
Do the Giuliani. It's fantastic.
And then I'm like, need anything else, here's my cell number. You guys can be here.
You guys can be in
contact. You need any quotes for the story or anything?
I find it a little laughable that they're out there now at 4 o'clock. Some of us were reporting on this story over an hour ago.
You're right. They were really slow to this.
Yeah.
I'm coming hard.
Yeah. We brought the heat.
That's right.
You were breaking news at like 2:45. Where the hell was KGW?
Not here. Not even here.
Ridiculous.
Well, Dan Lanning pregame show. What should we ask him about today? Maybe Thanksgiving? You guys want to talk some Turkey Day with Dan Lanning?
We've talked about Turkey Day before.
We have?
Yeah. I want to say he's a dark meat guy. I remember that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a dark meat guy.
Are you a dark meat guy?
I go both. But yeah, given my choice, I'll go dark meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That whole health thing, get out of here. Like, if you're worried about your health on Thanksgiving, I try to eat pretty decent, but if you're concerned about the fat content of your Thanksgiving meal, dude, get the hell out of here with that. Bring me the flavorful dark meat. Let's go.
All right.
Don't skimp on the gravy.
Let's talk to the coach. Let's coming up it. Next on The Fan.